In the movie Mary's Land, there's a beautiful interpretation of creation and how the Lord creates the lands, the landscape, the mountains, the seas, and the trees. And there's a beautiful, intimate moment where you get to see the hands of God. And you see the hands grabbing the ground, beginning to take the ground, and little by little, as a sculptor, begin to gently form it. And as you look, you see that this form starts taking shape. And it starts to look like a baby. And then ultimately, he takes the ground that he has formed in his hands, and he begins to just swirl it in a pool of water, and continues to swirl it and swirl it. And then you see all this kind of dirt. And then all of a sudden, it looks a little muddy. And then out of the water comes a beautiful creature, a baby, a beautiful baby. And he lifts up the baby, and you could see, almost as if in that silence, the Lord saying, "You, my beautiful child, are created in my beauty, my goodness, my truth, in my divine image, and in my divine likeness." The Creator infuses his very self into his creature. He gives breath. He gives life. But he doesn't end it there. There's a promise as the Father to continue to sustain life, not only to provide it, not only to give it, but to sustain it, and to remain alive with his creation. There's also in the movie to show how sin enters the world through the hatred of the enemy, who sees how much God loves his children. Envy, greed, hate enters the world. And suddenly, all that is beautiful because of sin is suddenly distorted and lost. The breath of life is taken away, its beauty shamed. Its goodness is now lies, and its truth is deceived. But remember God's will and God's intention, as Jesus says, the Father sends me. I've come to do his will. And this is the will of the Father, that all that he's given me, which is everything, shall not be lost. But Jesus clearly says to give it life once again, and to raise it up out of the darkness of sin, to heal it, to restore it, to give it life, to lift it up again like that baby, that the Father looks and says once again, "This is my child. This is the one created in my beauty, my goodness, and truth, in my own divine image, and my own divine likeness." So we too, through sinfulness, we too have muddied the waters. But God has put us all through that baptismal pool of water, once again, cleansing us from all that sinfulness, relieving inside of us the suffering humanity, healing it, restoring it, and given us breath once again. And this is what Jesus says. This is the will of the Father, that he would send the Son, and the Son would come, and he will redeem creation once again. He would reconcile it to the Father, and he would restore it to its divine image and likeness, so that once again we could be united in communion with the Father the way it was intended and meant to be. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we are God's children now. And what we're going to be, we don't know, but the Lord has transfigured and transformed us and given us a glimpse of all his glory, our future glory, and the way that it's meant to be. God has called us children. He's washed away the sinfulness, and he restored us to a new day, a new beginning, and a new life in Christ. And Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. If you have faith in God, he says, have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places, and I am creating a place for you. And this is the promise, the will of the Father. One day, I'm going to come back to take you to be where I am, so that where I am, where the Father is, you may always be for eternity. We are God's children now, and he has redeemed us, he has restored us, and he has given us life anew.